Thank you. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you for the introduction. Thank you, Heather, for the help here in technical assistance. My name is Colin Adamo. I'm the coordinator of Young Men's Initiatives at Advocates for Youth. I'm also the creator of Hooking Up and Staying Hooked, an online resource for high school-aged boys about healthy sexuality and relationships. I want to, with our brief time today, run us through why we're all in this room. I'm going to go through that rather quickly. If you're in this room, you probably know exactly why we're all gathered here today talking about young men. I'll offer you a quick guide of what we're doing at Advocates for Youth in our offline activities, so what our youth activists are doing to engage other young men. Then I'll give you a rapid review around gamification as a strategy of engagement in public health, something I'm really interested in and I think we as a field can take on into the future. I'll give you a preview of the game that we are currently testing right now with young men across the country, and then talk about what we can do with gamification going forward. I have no relevant financial relationships to disclose during this time. So, again, quickly, we all know why we're here. We're missing lots of opportunities to engage young men in conversations around sexual health. They're not getting the right care in their primary care settings. They're not getting enough resources in clinical settings. And the competition that we're dealing with as health advocates is really intense and way more engaging than some of the materials that we can come up with. Right, so young men are less likely to receive health histories with their primary care provider. They're less likely to talk during a physical exam about birth control or STIs and HIV. And there aren't enough clinics offering hours that are specific to young men. And I know as a young man out there exploring some of the resources for a first-timer, you get into some of these spaces. The staff is entirely women. Everything is a mommy magazine. This is your first time here, and you're just like, this can't possibly be the place for me. And our competition that we're dealing with out there is really intense in terms of media and pornography. Most sexual or most lyrics in songs that people are listening to are sexually explicit. Pornography, even by middle school, you have 53% of young men having witnessed sexual images online. Online forums can be really damaging. They're some of those misogynistic places that lead to crappy VH1 reality TV shows, and their peers aren't more knowledgeable than they are. So what are we doing at Advocates for Youth? Like I said, this is our offline team. We have a council or a network of young men from across the country, around 15, led by our core council of 6 right here, working to engage their peers in 3 different dynamics. They're working on college campuses, so currently all the young men we're working with are currently enrolled in college. They're working in communities around those college campuses. They might be engaging with a local community-based organization to work with young men in the next generation, so operating on a near-peer engagement model. And then they're working towards ongoing change, right? It doesn't matter what they do if once they leave their campus, it's not happening anymore. So some of them have taken on different initiatives to change a policy at the local or state level, change a policy on college campuses. I know one of our founding members last year was able to help advocate for changing sexual health policies on sexual assault in the 5 Claremont colleges in Southern California. So they're working on college campus policies as well. This group is collaborating from across the country, both on individual action, partnered action on the ground, and then collaboratives that they take as an entire group. But because this network can't really be everywhere at the same time, and really they are doing awesome, innovative things to get young men in the door, be it Get Wet for Consent water balloon fights, condom wallet DIY workshops, working with improv troupes to incorporate healthy messaging in improv comedy shows that are really popular on the college campus. They're doing really creative stuff, but they can't be everywhere. So what we're working on next is creating tools that other people can use to engage young men where they are. And to do this, we're taking on an innovative strategy that's actually in a lot of your pockets right now, and that's gamification. So what do I mean by gamification? Gamification is the use of game mechanics and game dynamics in non-game contexts to engage users in solving problems. So the key there is non-game context. There are lots of great people out there creating really exciting games. I think Larry Swader up next, his organization has one of the most addictive games I've seen in the field with My Paper Boyfriend or My Paper Girlfriend. Sex Etc. Has a really cool tool around pregnancy prevention methods that they're in development with. But this is really, gamification is about taking real world settings and applying game dynamics and game mechanics to those situations to motivate behavior in people. So we're used to games looking like this, a collection of little remotes and controls that we're pressing. But what if we made our real life into games? What if you could rack up points for every time you really brush for the full 2 minutes with your toothbrush? What if you could exchange some of your points for making healthy eating decisions for fun things that you or your friends could use in real life? So, what makes a good game or gamified environment? The mechanics, we're talking about points, levels, challenges, leaderboards, virtual goods, and gifts and charities. These are the real nuts and bolts that are essential for a game, but if you're just handing out points at random or there's no clear direction of a level, you don't have a game yet. Game dynamics are reward statuses, achievements, competition, self-expression, and altruism. Some of you might recognize what I'm talking about based on some of the things that you're already using that you may not know are gamified. How many of you have used Nike Fit before? Cool, right? Nike totally found a way to say, like, we're not really that good in the running shoes market. We're competing with some bigger players, but we want more. They've used this to now become one of the number one sellers with competitive runners because it's really engaging to track your status, compare how you're working against other people, and earn different points that can get you things through this program. Similar is MapMyRun. I know when I first started using MapMyRun and realized there was 25% of people in my own neighborhood were running faster than me, I was like, who are these people? And it got me out there running more and trying to push myself to do better. Similarly, you can use gamification for learning. Anyone use Duolingo? How far have you progressed in Duolingo? Yeah, not very far. Oh, hey. it's difficult, but this is an opportunity where you can even, as you see here, challenge other friends to say, hey, we have a trip to Brazil for the next Olympics. We want to be able to speak Portuguese. I'm going to work better than you. Person who wins gets a free dinner. Person who loses has to buy the dinner. It walks you through different environments. You're able to track. You get different points for different levels. And it's an opportunity to share your experience with other people. Similar for Ribbon Keeper, if you are interested in learning some of the things that take you through Microsoft Word or the Office Suite, they realized lots of people are really bad at this. Every organization out there wants people to be better. Let's make it gamified. It will walk you through all the tutorials to actually use the Office Suite. Anyone have a rewards credit card in their pocket? Does it change the way you use your cards in your pocket? Right, because you can earn points for that and exchange it. So again, there are lots of people out there in the private sector influencing our behavior. Why can't we use this in the health sector? Similarly, Foursquare really doesn't do much other than checking in. So sometimes you get a free drink at a place, or sometimes you decide to return to a business just so that you can claim your stake as mayor at that business. But again, that's changing your behavior. Not all of this is going to be perfect without some core components of proper gamification. You're going to need meaning, mastery, and autonomy to make sure that your users are really engaged. So meaning is make-believe, rules, and challenges. You want to make sure that there's a set structure as to what success looks like within your game environment. There's rules, so there's no completely free play where nothing gets you to the next level. But most importantly, in terms of challenging, when you're making a game environment, it has to connect to something that's already meaningful to your users. If it's not tapping into something that they want to do already, it's going to be difficult to keep them engaged. In terms of mastery, you're looking for goals and feedback. So you want to make sure that it's clear that they're working towards something and that they're constantly receiving information as to how they're doing as they work towards that goal. And then you're also looking for competition among others in the mastery component, so an opportunity to say, like, hey, this is how I'm doing, how are you doing? And then in terms of autonomy, you want to make sure that your game environment is a free, safe place to play so that people can learn, make mistakes, and continue to improve. So why am I talking about this? What are we doing about this? Gamification is really fun. I used my rewards credit card to get down here, but how is it going to help us better engage young men? Part of the reason why we chose this strategy is because gamification is actually really familiar to young men. Many young men are out there playing video games. The concept of leveling up, unlocking achievements is really common language. So what could we do to take that language and familiarity and use it to engage young men in sexual health promotion? So we've been in development of and are currently testing Men on a Mission, The Challenge. This is a gamified environment to prepare young men to make responsible decisions about their sexual health and the sexual health of others around them. The main idea is that they're logging in to learn, unlock, and level up. So in terms of when they enter the site, you're logging in with your social media profiles. Right now, these are the three that we're operating with, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's always challenging because, as we see, different social media platforms go in and out, or you might use them for different methods. But this is some of the technology that's out there that's open source, so you can offer some of these without paying someone to develop a new site for you too much. Once you're logged in, you receive a dashboard where you have an opportunity to work through different challenges. So those challenges might be you want to find a local clinic in your area where you can get testing for free or reduced cost. You want to find a place in your community where you can access condoms for free. You want to find a place where you can access them at a cost. When you complete one of these achievements, you share it through your social media platform, and that gives you points. When you earn three mini accomplishments within a badge, you get one of the badges. So this is like an example in our contraceptive knowledge level one. You're finding condoms somewhere. Find condoms somewhere you could get them for free, get a picture and share it via social media with the hashtag MOAM, Men on a Mission. So what we're doing here is you're actually creating an opportunity, in addition for them to play the game with us directly, they're showing others that they're engaging in this material. So it's sort of double-sided there to give us an opportunity to amplify what we're doing outwardly, and for them to sort of self-promote to other people in their communities or in their social media networks to say, I find this important enough to do it, or I at least find some of the incentives here interesting enough for me to keep going. If they're having any trouble on this previous screen, if you're like, I have no idea how I should go about finding a place where I can get condoms for free or reduced cost, they can enter our field guide, get more information on our five core topic areas. And like I said, once they've completed enough badges, they level up. So you might be the IU dude, you might be a sex ed Jedi, the ultimate Bromeo. There's a lot of different creative and visual badges that we're hoping to also turn into physical badges in addition to the online format. So if you're interested in taking a poke around this, check it out at, currently it's MOAM, Men on a Mission, .wpengine.com. We're looking for feedback, but we're looking to do a lot more with this than have it just exist out there as a tool. We want you to participate in gamifying some of the work that you do, or even helping connect young men to this opportunity. So in terms of gamifying your work, again, think about this for education. What are some of the things that we're doing in sexual health education? We might want young people of a certain environment to attend events. Maybe we might want them to participate in social media action, read materials, take action like visiting a health center. And when you create incentives that are connected to each other and part of an overall gamified environment, you have the opportunity to, again, influence behavior and continue to have them participate. Similarly, if you're organizing a group of youth activists, this is another way where you can say, hey, we need you to deliver more workshops, distribute resources, promote some of our information or services. When you create an environment that has an opportunity for competition or for you to be proud in what you've done and display what you've done, again, you're motivating the behavior that you want to see. So really this is about some of the things that you want to do. We'll be able to talk more about this at the end with questions. I know we're also working to create toolkits so that if you are involved in education in an environment, you have the opportunity to say, hey, we have sports team on this campus, or we have different fraternities on this campus. We want them to begin competing with each other around these different health behaviors. And we want an opportunity to display who's doing what and who's really accomplished a lot within this program. We want that to be a new tool and strategy that people use across the country to continue to motivate behavior. So excited to talk to you more about this later on. Excited to hear your feedback on the program. And thank you for listening.